This is Madeline Tauberg in Virginia Baths with Oral History, National Council of Jewish Women, Pittsburgh Section, February 22nd, 1994. This is Tape 3, Side 5, and we're interviewing Juliet Grauer. Please go on with your story, Juliet.
At the picture, the painting of Bob Steele is hanging in the Singer Research Institute of the Allegheny General Hospital. It remains there today. What else I can tell you, I really don't know. When Bob passed away very suddenly, there was a tremendous funeral and people did turn out in great numbers. I don't know what else you want me to tell you, anything about my life since then or what is interesting.
The portrait was hung in the Singer Laboratory,
right,
honoring Bob as what? As having been
in the director of all of his contributions to the laboratory. I also have a big plaque that they gave me that is put away someplace, honoring him for his years of service, for his contribution to the teaching, the research, and all the, you know, publications that he had done.
Pardon me. When Bob retired, did they have a special program or something for him in honor of his retirement?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they did. Yeah,
pardon me.
There was a dinner that the board gave for him. His staff gave him a big party. Oh, no, there was a great recognition. I mean, it wasn't just a passing thing.
So he was honored during his lifetime, too, which is wonderful.
He was honored during his lifetime, definitely.
I don't know if we asked you this in the previous tape, but your place in the Jewish life in the general community, you have any thoughts about that today?
Well, I frankly felt that in the early years of my marriage, even with my responsibilities for my husband's office and my mother-in-law and so forth and my child, I was, I think, quite active. I was on the Sisterhood Board of the Temple. I was on the Board of the National Council of Jewish Women. I was on the Pittsburgh Symphony Women's Board. And I was on the board of the American Jewish Committee. I, at one time, put on their annual dinner. I was on the board of the Vocational Rehabilitation Center. So I was very, very active. And I think, as I mentioned to you before, after a while, I felt that my life was pretty fragmented and I wanted it to have a much stronger focus. And that is when I decided to go back to work at the Louise Child Care Center. I believe I mentioned that I was working there when my husband passed away, and I stayed there for another year and a half just to keep some order to my life. Since that time, my interests have been primarily directed at the Carnegie Museum.
And not into Jewish activities necessarily.
I support them financially, but I have not participated in any of the activities. I go to the American Jewish Committee dinner, I go to those sort of things, I go to the Ladies Hospital Aid dance, but those things I do, but I'm not giving daily service to them in any sort. I spend a good 3 to 4 days of the week at the museum, and at this stage in life, I'm getting my satisfactions there, and truly, younger people are more active on the board of these other agencies, and I really think that's the way it should be.
You still are you a member of the Sisterhood at the Road of Shalom?
Yes,
you mentioned
I'm a member of the
going to Road of Shalom.
I won't say that I go to temple every week. I think I go to services at least once a month. I go for the High Holy Days. I go for my parents' yard site. I go for my husband's yard site. I go on their birthdays. So I manage to get to temple at least a good dozen and a half times a year, at least. But I'm not particularly active.
Well, thank you very much, Juliet Grauer, for sharing all of this information for the Pittsburgh Section National Council of Jewish Women Oral History Program. This will be of great value to a historian who is looking for bits of information that you have provided. Thank you very much.
Thank you.